We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. We come to chapter 25. We'll read verses 1 to 13. Now, you remember, we're continuing the Olivet Discourse that Jesus gave on the Mount of Olives shortly before his arrest and crucifixion, which is primarily about the end of the age and his return. And this chapter will go into the final judgment. It's a blessed chapter. We have two vitally important parables, and then that teaching at the end of the chapter about the day of judgment that is to come. Now, I've often mentioned that if we are teaching the second coming of Jesus in a way that makes Christians dread the thought of it happening, usually it's some left-behind scheme where if you're not doing everything just right when Jesus comes, well, you're going to lose your salvation. Well, if that's the way we teach the second coming, we are completely out of sync with the New Testament, where Paul describes it as our blessed hope. We're taught by the Scriptures to look to the horizon and say, I wonder if it's today. And we pray, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. He says, surely I am coming soon. Now, of all the passages in the New Testament that are used to terrify Christians about the second coming of Christ, surely none has been used more potently than the one we're going to read today, the parable of the 10 virgins. Thomas Shepherd, a Puritan minister in Boston, preached, I believe, 78 sequential sermons from these 13 verses. I had a professor in seminary who commented on that. How'd you like to have been a teenager in that church? Because the point was that you're probably not going to cut it. I once heard a sermon by a famed Reformed theologian on the parable of the 10 virgins that left 95% of the people present sure they were going to hell. And these were believers in the Lord Jesus. Now, what the parable actually teaches, like so many like it, is that we are to be ready when Jesus comes. And the way that we are ready is through saving faith in him and his gospel. Now, here you have 10 virgins, 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. And what shows the wise is they brought oil for their lamps. They're waiting for the bridegroom to come, and there's going to be a wedding feast. They're to be let into the wedding feast. 5 are wise, they have oil, so their lamps keep burning all night. And the foolish ones did not bring oil. Now, oil is the biblical imagery of the Holy Spirit, which being spoken of here is saving faith. A spirit-wrought, living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's some interesting dynamics to the parable, because he takes longer than they thought he was going to be. So it has seemed with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they fall asleep. They're not ready. They're not tending to their faith. And then when he comes, the 5 who didn't have oil, they ask the other 5, can we have some of your oil? And my friends, you cannot be saved by the faith of someone else. You cannot be saved by your parents' faith. You cannot be saved by your pastor or your church's faith. You must be saved by your own personal faith, that living spirit indwelt faith in Jesus Christ, because as is shown here, he will come at a time that you do not expect. This parable warns us, as Jesus so often wants to warn us, that we should not say, well, look, I'll have my worldly fun now, and at the end, I'll believe in Jesus. Well, first of all, your worldly fun, it turns out, isn't all that much fun. I have news for you. The Christians are having more fun than you if you're not a believer, because godliness is life. But it's also true, as Jesus emphasized here, you do not know when he's coming back. My friends, you may die today. Jesus might come back tomorrow, indeed. Maranatha, may it be so. Come, Lord Jesus. The time to believe, the time to be saved, my friends, is right now. Eternity is on the line, because the doors will be shut. When Jesus returns, this age of the world comes crashing down, and there will be no second chance. Do not be deceived. It is given to man once to die, and after that comes judgment. Believe now in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you will be there with oil in your lamp, because your faith is the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, with all of those things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 25, 1 to 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.